bird that hits the pole on the tree trunk to get insects.
Oh, that's a woodpecker.
Uh-huh. You ever use pecker wood around here?
Yeah, pecker wood. Mm-hmm. It denotes a woodpecker.
You generalize, say, color people use pecker wood more than
the woodpecker. Right. Yeah.
And how about the insects that jump around the grass, not a cricket, but a what?
Grasshopper.
Again, do you ever get a, you ever hear the term hopper grass?
Yes, but not as much as, grasshopper.
And you think that's the Negro term, hopper grass?
Yeah.
Also. And if somebody skids on the highway and goes like this, how would you describe that motion?
Well, go ever which way. Skidding.
Do people ever say cattywampus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about cattywampus?
No, cattywampus most of the
time. And after an explosion, pieces of the metal, whatever blew up, pieces of metal went.
Awry.
Awry. And an old black dead house of evil spirits, might be called a...
Painted house.
Painted house. And those spirits are hants.
Yeah, hants are hants.
And how about something like a black cat? People have a name for that.
People refer to them as to put a spell on you as a jinx. And it means hard luck if they cross the road ahead of you.
And how about people who bring the bad luck?
They call putting a Jomo on you. Jomo.
Jomo. I've got Jonah and Jonas, but I've never heard that.
Jomo.
And that's still used?
Yeah.
How about a child whose father and mother aren't married?
Well, they're referred to as Woods Colt.
Woods Colt?
Yeah. Breaking out in the woods, you know.
I see.
Woods cold.
And a place a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Well, undertaker, funeral home.
And how about the boxer case for the
coffin?
Place where the dead are buried?
Graveyard.
And how do you refer to flowing streams around here? They just be a river. What would be the next one?
Creek.
And then the next
branch.
Branch. You ever use brook?